This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We're back into a couple different Falcons conversations here in just a minute. We were kind of talking about this during the break, just sort of the quarterback carousel. Not the coaching carousel has been wrapped up with Kellen Moore getting hired by the Saints. Now it's on to the quarterbacks. Where does Kirk Cousins fit in? Probably doesn't really. But this tweet here, Schefter saying that the Rams would pursue Aaron Rodgers in the event that they traded Matthew Stafford.
Why would you trade Matthew Stafford to get Aaron Rodgers?
That's something that a really dumb franchise would
do. They're not.
And they're not. Les needs a smart guy.
Do you give them the benefit of the doubt because of that?
Yeah, I do.
Meaning like, okay, Aaron Rodgers would be good there.
And that part of it too. But that's not the part of it that would bother me. Is like, sure, if Aaron Rodgers went there, Sean McVay would probably figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, assuming that he's, you know, physically able to do it. At the end of the year, it looked like he was. But Matthew Stafford's also physically able to do it.
Right.
He's 4 years younger.
Right.
And he's not nuts. Like, Aaron Rodgers is a nut job.
I don't know. I saw that yesterday when Shefty said it. He said yesterday morning. I was like, why would you get rid of Matt Stafford? Hell, does Stafford want to be there anymore?
If that's the thing.
It could be certain things of why a player wants, or you're hearing these trades.
But there's really no indication of that.
I didn't see it. I knew it was something last year because of the contract.
Uh-huh.
Wanted more money.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that could be.
They kind of adjusted.
That would trump
everything. They put a little Band-Aid over it.
Yeah.
And so he's looking at what other guys are making.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, you look at Staff. Staff was the last one. He was one of the last ones to get all that money as a rookie. And, you know, Staff made so much money, so many extensions and everything like that. And he's been worth all of it because he's been a really good quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Just on a bad team for all those years.
Yeah, and then he got on a good team and he's won. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think
speaking of career earnings, holy
oh,
blank.
Oh, he's over 300.
364 mil.
Yeah, Staff's earned a whole
good
bunch of
for him.
Yeah, but that's how I view it. Like, he wants a new contract.
Yeah.
I don't understand why y'all wouldn't give it to him, but you're still relatively young. Why not keep the guy in there that's got this, you know, the leader of your franchise?
Yeah, that just, if there was a logical step, like if you had drafted a guy and he was behind him and you believed in him, something like that. But like if the plan would be to trade Matthew Stafford because you don't want to pay him, I guess Aaron Rodgers would be cheaper, I suppose. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is coming in for, but Stafford's on a $23 million contract for this year, $26 next year. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's an out right now for him.
Yes.
That's ridiculously cheap
for
playoff level quarterback play
that.
Right now.
He wants more than
he
that.
Needs to be making twice
double.
That
exactly.
At least.
And I bet he's looking for double that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe there's a way that they can kind of front load it. So if he does get hurt,
give him a 3 year 150.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But it just seems like a no brainer to me at this point. And I guess that's easy for me to say because coming into the year, we were wondering whether or not he was going to be healthy enough to make it through the whole season.
Right.
And they know his medical status even better than anybody does, I would assume. But again, like you bring in a 41-year-old guy who's recently injured as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not like normal. Like, he's a big weirdo.
Yes.
And everywhere he's been the last handful of years has been a disaster, mm-hmm. in part because of that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going on darkness retreats when he's supposed to be at training camp.
Right.
And they have to talk about Egypt trips that they didn't know about. You don't want that.
No.
You don't invite the fox into the henhouse.
You definitely don't do that. That's why I'm thinking, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe. This is about money.
It is.
This bottom is about money.
Yeah,
bottom
yeah.
line.
Bottom line.
Bottom
like,
line.
The relationship is good, but the relationship can be broken by, hey, I just played really good quarterback.
Yes.
I'd like to be paid like it. $23 million next year is half of what Kirk Cousins is going to make to
yes.
maybe play for whoever.
Yes.
The Falcons are going to pay Kirk Cousins twice that to not play here.
Exactly.
So you know what I mean?
So my staff, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to need some of that.
So speaking of money, dude, my daughter, Kai, she got a promposal yesterday. This little boy did a little sign. And
we're not talking about $23 million.
When you go to a prom. But I'm just thinking about, it's that damn season already.
Oh, probably close, huh?
Yeah, it's that damn season, huh?
Promposal. Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
We didn't call it that.
No, we just asked the girl.
Yeah, just asked her the prom.
Because she sent me the thing yesterday, and I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, baby.
Right, there's obviously a lot of thoughts going on.
Yeah, man. He's a nice young man.
You met him?
I have not.
You will.
Soon, mm-hmm. you know. But my thing with him is that I judge everybody by, you know, handshakes.
It's fair.
And my daughter, I swear to you, this is my daughter, she's exactly what she said. She said, Daddy, you're going to like him. I was like, why? She's like, he has a firm handshake.
Yeah, because she's 0-1 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 0-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she's like, Daddy, he has a firm handshake. I was like, okay. All right, okay. So that's a
good start.
So that's a good
but again,
start.
He still has to prove it,
yeah, he got to prove it in everything like that. But I was just thinking a prom proposal because, you know, it's a prom, senior prom, fine, whatever. Like, I don't believe in, like, going broke, which is not going to happen by your child's prom.
Right.
You know, like, got to make questionable decisions about keeping lights and food on to get the child a dress. No. That ain't happen. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, no. But my thing is like this. He got to pay for most of the stuff, though, right? You got to pay for the corsage and the car. All I got to do is buy the dress. That's it. Buy the dress for Kai, the shoes or whatever, whatever. But I'm thinking, like, I'm not spurging for no car service or nothing like that for you, Pippin. And he got a job, too.
Yeah, you asked.
You asked.
Yeah.
So as the guy who asked, you should have to pay for everything.
That's what the rule was when I was in high school. You know, times have changed.
Times have changed. That's what I'm like.
Times have changed.
I'm like, Daddy, we're going to go half on. No, y'all are going half on nothing. He asked you.
Yeah, he asked you.
Yeah, no, so he go Ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes Ollie.
That's why when I went to prom, you know? My senior year, I drove my car and made dinner at my house. And that's how we,
You made dinner?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You made dinner at Barb's house?
Mm-hmm.
For your prom date?
Yep.
What'd you make?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Chicken something or other.
Were folks there?
No, I think it was just us. Yeah, made a little candlelight
deal.
Oh,
that's nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's nice. We went to a French restaurant.
Have any damn money?
We went to a French restaurant and ordered chicken fingers.
Okay.
But we thought we were cool.
That's great.
We're going to take the little French restaurant.
Did you rent the car?
No, we drove Tobias's grandma's Maximum. It is sharp.
All right.
And you know how older people, they don't let nobody drive their car, so it ain't dirty or nothing.
Oh, yeah,
like
no,
that.
It's pristine.
It was a beautiful black Maximum.
It looked like a nice rental
a beautiful
car.
Black Maximum. Oh, yeah, that's what we rode Graham's Maximum to the prom. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because she just texted me. She said she'd be at the house in a little while. But that's what I thought about. I was like, oh, yeah, the proposal. I think she's probably coming to shake me down for dress money, which is fine.
Yeah, that's exactly
like,
what it
but
is.
But it's like, it's going to be a lit. You got to shake me down for the prom money. But it's a limit on that, right? And I should get final say on the dress. Like, I don't want all your stuff out, gal. You know what I mean? Wear some real classy, mm-hmm. all that other stuff.
Is there okay? Like, obviously, there's a limit in terms of that, mm-hmm. right? What you're willing to sort of stomach.
Mm-hmm.
What about like cost? Obviously, there's a limit there too.
Yeah, it's gonna be a.
My thing with this is like,
I'm not gonna be like,
and I've had this conversation with my wife a lot of times. Is like, we'll go to a wedding. And she'll get a new dress for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
My wife does
I love right. yeah. my wife in nice clothes like that. She looks wonderful.
Right.
But my thing is always like, is there any way you could find one that could maybe be worn twice?
Mm.
And the answer so far has been no. So she found this thing where you can like, I don't know, remember what it's called, but you can basically like rent a box of stuff that you would never buy really or wear again. So when we went to New York for the play back in December, and we were going to do a big, you know, big night on Broadway and all that. She rented like a fur coat and like this really nice like dress. It was all like shimmery and all that kind of stuff. It was incredible.
Hell yeah.
It was like great. And it wasn't cheap, but it was cheaper than if you bought something like that. And then again, she got to just give it back.
Right.
But then it was like there was other stuff in there too. It was like a nice sweater or whatever. And she liked the sweater. So she bought the sweater.
Right.
But it's like a nice way of like you could try it out first. It was like a trial period.
I'd be scared as hell to wear a rented fur coat. I'd be scared one of them crazy ass folks will come with some paint or something.
Well, but then great. It's not yours.
Oh,
right?
So you don't got to pay
for it. I'm sure there's some sort of insurance or something like that. It's also not real fur, I wouldn't think. Maybe it is. I don't know what it is. But it was amazing. I was like, this is great. Because there's a closet full of one-use dresses that are all beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, we're going to a, you know, my brother's getting married in June. Mm-hmm. It's like, why don't we wear the dress that you wore to Justin's
because
wedding?
Because she's in pictures in Justin's wedding in that dress. You don't want to be seen. I know that, Andy.
I know, but I've been in pictures at Justin's wedding and other weddings in the same thing.
It ain't about you, though.
I know. It's
yeah,
not. I know it's not.
Yeah. Because there's nothing better than letting your woman get all prettied up, dog.
I love it.
I love it when she's all prettied up. I love it when she's all prettied up.
Yeah.
But they go extreme when they get all prettied up because they want to look, you know, different in all the photos. I got that part. You know, it's like, all right, whatever. But
I get it, but I don't get it.
How do you not get it?
Well, I mean, I get it, but like it's like, so what? Who cares?
They care.
I know.
They care, Andy.
I know, but yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's right. That's the same way when you wait, and Bo has been through this too. You wait till little mama gets into the age of there's like different season, different balls.
Oh yeah,
we're there.
Screwed.
I was like, hold on. It was just this ball. We got this dress, but why can't you wear it for that? Well, the pictures, Daddy.
Fine. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So you need a new one for every event now,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got to start saving in your own dressed fund. All right.
Yeah.
It's not coming out of my stuff. You guys got to start doing your own thing. We're trying to we're trying to learn money with her. She's 4.5, right? Yeah. So, you know, everything is wanted, but there's no concept of cost. So yesterday we went to the zoo, and at the end of it, you can feed the flamingos, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a dollar of quarters. It's 50 cents for a handful of flamingo feed.
Whose
and
hand?
Throw it in there. Huh?
Whose hand?
Oh, it comes out of the machine.
Oh, okay.
So whatever. It's like a, you know. But so she only wanted to spend 50 cents of it so she could keep the other 50 cents and go inside the gift shop and get a stuffed animal. And I was like, well, the stuffed animals in the gift shop at the zoo are a little more than 50 cents. So I was like, why don't you keep that and save it? And with other money that you'll save, and then maybe next time we come back, you'll have enough money to spend on it. And she's like, just blew her mind. She's like, no, I have money. It's like, yeah, but like there's different amounts of money. Like that's 50 cents, which is half of $1.
Right.
That stuffed animal is way overcharged, and it costs $26.
Yeah.
So you're 1/52nd of the way there.
Right.
You keep not getting it. It resulted in tears.
I bet
basically,
it
was just crying.
I bet it did.
Yeah. She didn't get a stuffed animal, though, so I felt pretty good about it.
I love your restraint. I don't have it. I'm sorry. I did not have that kind of restraint with my damn children. When they're like that, they give me that face. Oh, fine.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll get you.
So we did the thing where she got money for Christmas from grandparents.
Yes, and she
spent it all on stuffed animals.
But y'all, give that girl her money.
She did, and she spent it.
She's four.
Yeah.
Give her her money
and now
back.
She's broke.
Give her her money back.
She had $75 on New Year's, and now she's got zero.
Give that girl her money back.
In fact, she's negative four. Because the last
because
we were at Bass Pro Shops, that chipmunk she wanted was 19, and she only had $15. So she actually owes me $4.
Yeah, girl, that whole day got money back.
You don't have any money. What do you mean I don't have any money?
You got money, Daddy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And if I wanted a stuffed animal, which I don't, I could buy all of them.
There you go.
But you got all those stuffed animals at home I like playing with.
Come on, man. Give that girl her money.
I'm getting stronger, though. I'm getting stronger. She was crying. Jack starts crying because she's crying. They're both crying.
And you held out.
I was like, shut up. I didn't say that. I was like, here, have some candy. Let's get out of here before people see you crying. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.